Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Hey. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
All right, we got a lot of catching up to do.
Hi. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Spider-Verse Spot Podcast, number 40.
40.
Holy crap. Lordy, lordy, look who's fucking not keeping up their end of the bargain.
Yeah.
Remember, you guys remember when we... Remember when we told that joke?
Shit.
Remember that joke we told about? Yeah, you guys all fell for that.
Man, fuck that.
Yeah. Also,
I'm fucking in demand.
Really?
Yeah.
In demand, the whole.
Yeah, man. If fucking people aren't gonna give me a hard time about it. Then you know, it's like, well, that I'll put that shit on the side burner, and all the shit that's screaming at me, I'll deal with right now.
We will not be bullied.
Well, I will be bullied. Is the thing. Whoever yells the loudest, that's what I do, so.
Yeah. Okay. You know what I just noticed is that on the Skype window,
mm-hmm.
for those of you at home, you can follow along and look at my computer monitor with me.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk, your little portrait
yeah,
like glows. The louder, the better you talk, the more it glows, shoots out there.
Really?
Can you see mine?
No, yours doesn't do that.
What?
Doesn't do that.
No. Oh, well, yours does. I guess that means that I'm better.
Maybe you upgraded your shit. I think I skipped one of them.
Yeah, it's possible, I guess.
Yep.
So, podcast number 40, the 40. Final frontier.
That's right. It only took us a year and a half to get here.
Oh, God. Let's go back in time.
That'd
Let's
be something,
go
huh?
back and do A parts B, C, and D for all of them. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
It'd be kind of like director's commentary, but not really.
Right.
Because you know we're not going to be like commenting on our own audio. That would be kind of
that'd be weird.
But we could do like a separate comment, which would be like a sequel to each one, and we can update like, you know, if we were talking like, oh, geez, I wonder what it's going to be like when they come out with
Spore.
We can be like,
we'll get on that
shit wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Remember when we were all stoked about Spore and then it never came out. And then we had to get PlayStations and Wiis instead.
There's no, I don't know, is there any release date for that yet? Is there any kind of...
I don't think so. I haven't heard it. I haven't heard anything about it in a long time.
Yeah. I'm still looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'll try it out.
I just, you know,
if my computer lets me.
Yeah, totally. PlayStation 2 would be ideal. I hope it comes out with PlayStation 2. That'd be ideal.
I guess so. Then I could download it for free.
Whoa.
Oh.
Harsh. Kristen yep. Hirsch.
What?
Huh? Kristen Hirsch? What? Anybody? No? Throwing muses? No?
Oh. Seymour.
So, what you been up to? What do you do?
Oh, you know, the usual.
What?
Standing in line to get Nintendos.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's since the last time we talked, internet friends and folks.
Enemies.
I got myself a Nintendo Wii. On release day, launch date there. I didn't pre-order, like some people I know did. I kind of thought it wouldn't really be that big of a deal. And
did you utilize your heritage to bump your name up there in the...
Yeah, I just told them that I invented the thing.
Right.
So therefore, I should go to the store and get one?
Introduce yourself as Dr. Fukushima.
Yeah. They say glasses, and I just go, what? my glasses go up and down. Yes. So, I didn't pre-order, so I kind of thought it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I went and checked out the lines, and Best Buy and Feature Shop and Toys R Us all had huge lines, and they had little signs up saying, like, we have 80 consoles, we have 90 consoles, we have 25 consoles. And
how many cancellations?
Yeah, a lot. The lineups were huge, like hundreds of people long, so I said, well, screw that. Yeah, the queues. So I ended up going to a mall and looking around there, and the mall opened a bit later, so people weren't going to be like standing in line, for a mall. So I went to an EB Games in a mall and stood in line there for like an hour and a half, but they only had like 20 or something, so they sold out. I didn't end up getting one there either. So I ended up not getting one on launch day, but the day after I was checking out the Craigslist there, mm-hmm. the Craigslist.org, and there was a lot of them for sale because... you see, people weren't that interested in actually playing video games.
Nope.
They're interested in standing in line for hours to buy a thing.
Consoles are the new comics, man.
I guess. No. What? You play video games? That's crazy.
Did you bag and board your Wii?
Yeah, should have. So I ended up buying one off of some real estate dude. I wrote a comic about it for those who follow my comics.
Yeah.
some, I think he was like a property manager type guy. He like was selling it out of his office and he was wearing a suit and everything. So
he just wanted something that was rare. Not to step on your punchline.
That's exactly what it was. Like he was total like, yeah, like type A personality guy. I was like, yeah, I feel kind of weird about getting this because, you know, I'm not really that interested in it, but I just felt like, you know, I was really excited to go out and get something rare and actually like, get that. And so he sold it. I bought it for $100 over retail, which is a lot, but also not a lot compared to how much they're going
compared
for.
Compared to $100 US?
Yeah, that's that too. but I'm having fun with it. I've had it for a week, and it's totally awesome.
How much shit have you thrown the controller through?
None. I've thrown my shoulder out playing baseball.
Did you see the broken window on Kotaku today? And there's somebody fucking threw the shit.
Oh, it was in broken TVs and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm like, serious idiot to like. But the controller comes with a little lanyard, like wrist strap thing.
Right.
And you put that around your wrist there, and that's supposed to be the preventative measure from having it go flying out of your hand. And it is. It works very well for that. So to have it launch out of your hand, off your wrist, and into something, like, not only do you have to be swinging the thing really hard, which, like, you don't need to, you know, swing the controller that hard. Like, it's you know.
People just forget. They get so immersed in the gameplay. It's true. They're actually bowling.
Well, I mean, I guess that goes to show how into it people are getting. And I'm getting into it, too. There's a boxing game on the Wii Sports there, and I work up a sweat playing that thing. Like, you don't have to. You can sit on your couch and just flick your wrists around and stuff. But it's way more fun to actually, like, stand up and get into it. Yeah, so, I mean, there was a Penny Arcade comic about one of them's Lardo's jumping around playing the tennis or whatever. The other going, you're a nerd. You don't have to stand up. You look like a dork or whatever. I'm like, hey, screw you. Maybe some people like having fun. You fat asshole. Whoa. Get off fucking ass.
Hey, even fat assholes like having fun. Let me tell you.
Well, they like having fun, but like, fucking get off your couch, asshole. What's your problem?
It's glandular.
How dare you? How dare you? What?
It's glandular.
Yeah, maybe. So, so the whole Wii experience was, the weekend there was, trying at times, but good. But it kind of pissed me off, because I was waiting in line to buy one of these things, one of the, like, 20 that EB Games got. And, so first of all, I'm like, you know, screw you, video game industry, for telling me that, it's a privilege to be able to buy one of these things. Like, I got money, I want one. Sell one to me, you know, like. You know, don't fucking make me jump through hoops. Otherwise, you know, maybe I won't bother.
That's the next controller, you know.
Hoop jumping?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, probably. So, first of all, there's that. And I don't understand that whole marketing campaign behind it. Like, making them really rare and hard to get. Like, I understand that it's all about hype and stuff. But there are hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people who want to buy these things.
Mm-hmm.
On the day of, and they'll stand in lines. Let them buy it, and then you'll still have hype for Christmas. People who bought them early will say, "Hey, these are great. Everyone should get them," and they will make money. So I don't understand. So then there's these assholes in line behind me who are talking about how they just want the thing to sell it on eBay, and there's a couple of guys who had pre-orders, and they were standing in line, and they had to stand in line like everybody else, and they were really bent out of shape about it, because we paid our money, we should be able to walk in and get it. And, you know, maybe they have a point. But they got so tired of waiting, they were just going to sell their little pre-order ticket in line. So there's a dude who's like, $500, who wants to buy this? And, you know, like...
Any takers?
I don't think anyone did. And he was also kind of a jerk. But, I mean, here's the thing, is that, like, you know, Nintendo makes these things rare, so rare that people are, you know, thinking about buying them for $500 or whatever. Like, that's, you know, that's 200, that's double, like, what the thing costs or whatever. So that's, like, that's $250 that Nintendo's not getting.
That's that only someone a little else is over making. Double what you paid extra.
Yeah. But, you know, it just it makes no sense.
You fell into the trap, dude.
I know. Well, yeah, I did.
You got buyer's remorse.
No, not at all. I was willing to go up to a certain price, and I that was, you know, I made my deal and I was happy with that. But $500, you know, I was not willing to go that high. But it's just kind of weird that, like, the company, like, there's people who want these things this much, and Nintendo's willing to, like, not make another $300 on a sale. You know, like, someone else is getting that money, get on it, you know.
That's good.
I think that adds to the hype. I think. You know,
I guess so.
When people see that, oh my God, this shit went for $500, then they'll be, you know, when they see it in the store, when they're, you know, plentiful, they'll be like, oh, I'm glad I waited. I want to buy this right now before it happens again.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, at any rate, it's a fun video game system, and
I believe it.
Fun games, and I'm having fun with it.
I bet,
and
that's fine.
You know, it's good.
I don't give a shit.
There was something else I was gonna say, but I got all worked up.
I fucking put my stylus right through my damn DS.
You were throwing darts,
playing darts in fucking clubhouse games, and I did right through.
I believe it too. You got one of those heavy like PDA styli that's made out of metal and stuff.
Yeah, I just blunt a pencil.
There was did you also see the thing on the guy who fucking put his stylus right through the screen playing Elite Beat Agents?
Yeah, that guy's fucking insane. What the hell?
You know, like, you own the DS, you know how you don't need to tap it very hard to get it to work.
I think he just wanted to get on the internet. I think it's just like, well,
that's the new thing, is breaking stuff.
Yeah.
I broke this thing, isn't that great? Well, maybe, but, you know, what's greater than that is Will It Blend. Did you watch Will It Blend?
Will It Blend? No.
I think it might be willitblend.com. I'm not too sure.
Oh, I think you told me about that. Or maybe you didn't.
It's like this like high-tech super blender thing.
Shouldn't saw it.
Yeah, and there's just a guy blending all sorts of stuff in it, like fucking an entire can of Coke.
Won't blend.
No, it did.
Yeah, but it'll fuck up, but it won't
blend. Bag of marbles. No, it fucking pureed the can, dude.
Really?
And a bag of marbles or something, and it turned it into glass dust.
Wow.
What else did he do? Shit, I don't know. All sorts of crazy shit. Like a whole.
Are you plugging it? Is this?
Oh yeah, like
you're
it's totally
it right now?
It's totally worth checking out. It's well, who doesn't want to see stuff in a blender? Like getting it's like will it, will it blend?
That's pretty good.
Let me just quickly. Willitblend.com. Presented by Blend Tech, and there's two categories.
Blend Tech.
Try this at home and don't try this at home. Like there's the safe ones and the not. Like one of the safe ones is like an entire Happy Meal or whatever. Like. Mm-hmm. Big Mac meal all blended together and then a guy drinks it.
Yeah. Cup and all.
Oh, there's some new ones up
toy.
Here.
Toy. Sack.
A DVD, popcorn, and a can of Coke. You know, like a bunch of pens. I wonder if those are Sharpies.
Dumb.
Golf balls, that was a good one.
You write to them fuckers and tell them to draw some damn comics.
What
the fuck are you guys doing? Draw some comics.
Why are you wasting your time blending
for,
shit?
Asshole. If you're not going to put songs on it, or you're not going to fucking draw some comics, then it's not for you.
Well, you know what? I think Will It Blend is actually worth it, because it's a little video stuff blending. It's a good time. It's better.
Streaming videos?
Yeah.
Because I ain't got time to wait.
I know. It's better than Mentos and Diet Coke.
Okay.
It's better than watching. That is good to see in real life, but when you watch it on a video or something, it's just not as impressive, I don't think.
Fountains.
But that shit was old by the time it came on the internet. I already knew about that. Everything I got a friend who works at the Science Center here, so... What's up?
You got a friend that works at the Science Museum?
Science. There's a Science Center here called Science World. Or it's actually called TELUS World of Science at sciencespheredome.com. I don't know.
No,
they changed the name, and it's all corporate shit, and it's impossible to say now.
It's
but
funny,
I got a buddy who works there, and they've been doing that Mentos and Diet Coke thing for ages, so I heard about that ages ago. And then it became like a fucking internet thing, and now it's not cool. Fuck you, internet, for making things not cool all the time.
Also for making things cool.
Well, I guess there's that.
I'm pissed they make shit cool. That's stupid.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that.
Cool is whack.
They should try and make us cool.
Hey, imagine what'd you do for American Thanksgiving? What'd you do? We're not going to get popular. It's, you know, I've dealt with that. That's fine.
Okay.
American Thanksgiving.
When was that? Thursday?
Yeah.
I worked.
You know what I did?
I also got really drunk after work.
That's fine.
So, on turkey.
What? I called somebody.
You called somebody?
Yeah, I called somebody on telephone.
What?
Called Captain Tom McHenry.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
That was very nice of you. Over an actual telephone?
Yeah.
Well, you should have done it over Skype. It would have been free.
No, that's fine. I got, you know, I'll spend money on Tom.
I wouldn't.
I
mean, all right. Well, I would accept that he, like, we put up our last podcast was up for, like, well... Till now, and he just listened to it like 2 days ago or something.
See, that's great.
Is it?
No, I called him and I told him to
fuck himself.
I hope he listened to my advice. I don't know, but I told him to blow off the novel. National.
Why is that?
November
is it just causing him too much pain?
Well, he's been kind of stuck at like the I don't know, like the fifth waypoint or whatever, and like right. You have 4 days
off. Explain to everybody what the novel thing is.
Well, you write a novel in a month, 50,000 words, and you know. He did it last year, and
now is it voted on? Is there a way to win?
Like, no, well, just by winning, just, you know, by doing it. But he did it last year, and he wasn't really happy with what he did last year. So then this year he's trying again, and definitely at a slower pace than last year. And here in U.S. and Day, we had 4 days off, and he was all excited to have 4 days off, Thanksgiving, family, and he was getting his Wii and whatnot, and
which actually they just got today.
Right.
It's waiting for them at home, and they can't jump in at the bit to get off the work there.
Pretty good.
Yep.
I know they bought all the accessories and all the games and all that shit while they were waiting for it to get there, but...
But
I told them just not sweat it, man. Fucking blow it off. Big deal. Big schmeal.
That's what I do with everything. That's what I do with, like, you know, comics.
Hygiene?
I already did a bunch. I can fucking not do them anymore.
No, you're doing good. Yeah, everyone is really happy to see some more Salt for Sore Ass.
What is it about journal comics that people like? I look at them, I'm like, this is shitty. I drew this in like 10 seconds. It's not, to me, it's not even whatever. Like, it's just something I did today or thought of. And I don't.
It's not journal comics in general, because I fucking hate them. I love yours, but I can't.
So, is it? Can you please explain to me? Like, I don't know, because I've been getting a lot of positive response, but it just kind of bums me out in a way, because it makes me feel like they like it better than the other stuff that I was doing that I thought was more worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what it is, but.
People's journal comics are like, I'm broke, or the cat won't shut up, or you know what I really hate, or I watched this DVD today, or I'm drawing a journal comic. But yours are always, they're insightful. You always have a nice little, yours actually funny, you're working a pun, you do a little thing, you draw a lot more than most people do.
I guess there's that.
You do pack in the
I'll keep doing them. My goal, I don't post them every day, but I am doing them, and my goal was just to do a month solid of them, mm-hmm. and then... probably just give up for a long time. I just kind of felt like it, and everyone else was doing them. Tom's doing them for his Dilbert thing there. With the novel thing, he's doing a daily comic and keeping a little word count on how many he does. He did it last year, too.
Yes, and the word count has not changed for 2 weeks. Yeah.
He made a little zine out of it and stuff, and it was good. So I thought, heck, I'm going to do journal comics, too, because I ain't done them in a long time. And it's fun and stuff, but yeah.
Me too.
I don't know.
I've been doing journal comics.
About how your guitar broke.
Yeah, how my guitar broke, and I had to run to the... Yeah.
You're going on a date.
Walrus and... Yeah.
Walrus and...
You see my comic on Friday?
Your shitty one?
Yeah. It was pretty shitty, but it was like...
No, but...
It was all the right colors and shit, and Heather was like, is that really how the story progresses? And I'm like, no, man.
It's like barely legible.
It's non-canon. It doesn't count.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, but, you know, we were going to go to a movie and we were going to leave in, like, you know, 20 minutes or whatever. So, I didn't want to do anything when I got home, so I busted that out. I figured why
not. That's cool. It sounds like you had a really nice weekend.
Oh, man, it was a fucking great weekend.
Everything. Yeah.
And we really packed this shit in. What was really hot is fucking sleeping 14 hours. And that was pretty solid sleep, man. It was, you know... We woke up, but we didn't look at the clock. Like we'd
Did
wake
you wake up,
up
with
fall
solid
asleep.
Snake?
Yeah. And how? But she woke up. We both woke up, and she's like, oh, my God, it's 4 o'clock. I'm like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we looked at the clock and fucking high-fived. And I
went
was
back
only
to
up.
Bed.
Well, yeah, we got up for like an hour and a half. We watched like Price is Right and had a little something to eat. And then I fell asleep on the couch.
Awesome.
Took another like 2-hour nap.
That's what Thanksgiving is for. That's what all winter holidays are for.
I think that's what winter's for. Fucking animals got it right.
Yeah, we got snow here like a motherfucker. Like,
like a mofka?
Yeah, like a mofka. Isn't that... Yeah, that's the little hat that I wear on my head at this time of year. What? I don't know. And Vancouver, winters in Vancouver, it's just rain. Just rain and maybe a little tiny bit of snow, like for a day. But we got like a pretty big dump of snow, and like all the schools are shut down and shit.
It's
which
ridiculous.
Makes me sad that I'm not. I know, because like where I come from too, like there's quite a bit of snow, like in the interior of BC, and for a school to be shut down, it's got to be like, you know, like, well, you can't move your car outside, like, or, you know, it's waist deep and no one can walk, so just don't bother today.
Deep waist.
What's that?
Knee deep in waist.
Yeah, exactly. So people are freaking out. Nobody here knows how to drive in snow. Nobody has winter tires here because why would you? So it's just, man, it's just so dangerous because people just drive like they normally would. They're running yellow lights and stuff, and it's like, oh man, like I don't mind going out, and I like going out in the snow and stuff, but it's just like I'm just so afraid I'm gonna be run over. And a lot of people are get to miss work and stuff like that. But as long as transit is working and there's power, I gotta go. So I'm hoping that the power goes out and then I get to go home.
You think this is an earplug or an animal cracker?
The way that you can tell is if it smushes, if you smush it between your... Wait, then it might just be like an old animal cracker, like
either
a goldfish
way,
cracker.
No.
That's do-it-yourself earplugs. You just chew up some goldfish crackers and you spit like a whole mouthful so they don't get too mushy with the saliva. You know.
Is an ear canal an animal? Because it's shaped like an ear canal, but...
Ear canal?
Ear canal plus?
I don't know.
Do you guys get canal plus there?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
I think it's the French channel. If I'm... It could be... I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Canal bleu.
canal.
Canal bleu.
The anal plus. Yep. Yeah. You know what I was thinking about? Here's something that I want to know.
Okay. All right. You, I like these. You... These are good.
Yeah.
I'm good at this.
All right. Let me know what you think of this.
Here we go.
No, so just like, lots of Christmas displays are going up and stuff, and like toy stores and stuff. And anytime
the Christmas
see...
tree's up at the liquor store.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess for you, as soon as Thanksgiving's over, it's actually Christmas time.
I suppose,
it?
Yeah.
For us, Thanksgiving's in October.
Right.
So it's...
So you get a little bit of a longer buffer post-Halloween?
Exactly. And so you're not like all burnt out on turkey. It's not like,
nice.
You know what I mean? You got a long sort of refractory period there for turkey. No, what I want to know is, I know the answer to this, but when is it that dinosaurs, like dinosaur instantly means velociraptor? You know what I mean? Like when did the raptor become, it was because of Jurassic Park, right? Like before that, nobody fucking knew what a velociraptor was.
That's right.
And then after that, they were all the rage, and now they are like the dinosaur. They're the most popular dinosaur. I don't know if that's really true or if that's just, you know, being like foisted upon us that we're supposed to think that the velociraptor is the coolest or whatever. But
wow,
I don't know. What do you think of velociraptors or raptors for short?
Ugh, I don't like shortening anything.
No, like brontos. Look at that bronto. Look at that tyranno.
Yeah. No, that's, I don't know.
Actually, but they dropped the first part of it. Velociraptor, or raptor for short. I mean, that kind of makes sense, I guess, because it is a prefix.
Velocir?
What do you think of the sources?
They're okay. I don't know. I like the classic dinosaurs.
What was your favorite dinosaur growing up?
Growing up?
Yeah.
I don't know. Stegosaurus, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. Just because he had, like, a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, that's pretty... I always kind of had a soft spot for the Ankylosaurus, you know?
Yeah?
No, yeah.
Not me. I like the... Like the Stegosaurus just because he had all that shit, but if you could have put the Triceratops' head on the Stegosaurus, it's like the ultimate dinosaur.
Shit. Can you imagine?
Yeah. I can't.
And then it transformed into a train?
Yes. Oh, Barf City, dude. I watched a little bit of this this new Transformers cartoon where the Transformers are all, computer made. Mm. And it's just like...
Oh, weren't they all made by Teletran 1?
Yeah.
In a way? All right, whatever.
No, but it's just like, it's so fucking hideous. I mean, there's something to be said for the guys that were actually drawing that shit and having drop levels of detail here and there. But when, you know, every single line is in every single frame and it's just, everything's totally perfect, there's just nothing to see.
It's true. And the movements are really bad.
Yes.
But you know, at the same time, maybe that's how a robot really would move.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because in the old cartoons, they just kind of moved like dudes.
I like that.
Except when they ran, they had their arms sort of like out like chicken wings, you know? Like,
well, they had to, yeah, because they're so boxy in the body.
Yeah, I like how they ran brown. Like that. And then went in the and then they ran, and it was like clink, clunk, clink, clunk. It was
yeah.
I like that. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I love to be the guy who goes, it wasn't as good as back when I used to watch it.
Yep.
But it's true. Like,
it's true.
Can you just go use the, like, sure, update it and do whatever you gotta do, but, like, look at the old one and see, like, wow, what merits did this have?
Right.
It had robots in it, and that's all they took from it, you know?
Like, yeah.
It's, come on, you know?
There's more to it than that, bros.
Yeah. There's also the new G.I. Bro cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Same
Sigma,
thing.
Sigma 6. Yeah, it's totally, like, unwatchable.
Computers again. Computers just fucking with us again.
Yeah.
Fucking
I don't know.
Bullshit.
And, yeah. Yeah, there's not really too much more to say about that. But,
yeah.
But on the other hand, you go back and you watch some old Mask cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
SD has a whole bunch on DVD.
Yeah.
Not, like, official DVD. But we're watching them, and they're just so terrible. It's bad. So, and I had fond memories of those cartoons, but they're just
fondant.
Really stupid. Well, fondue memories. It's totally weird because we've talked about this on the show before, but
oh yeah.
Yeah, okay, never mind. Go back and listen to what I had to say about that and then go fucking yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the little tagline for our show is
Spy versus Spy. Fucking
yeah. Fucking everything you remember is wrong. Everything new sucks worse than
okay,
your memories of what was good.
Okay, let's do a little Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving thing here. What are we thankful for? What new thing are we thankful for that, and not video games, because that's obviously, you know, you can always find good in new video games.
Sure.
So, what out there that's new
mm-hmm.
do you think is good and possibly better than an old version?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Maybe that's something to think about for next time, because I don't know if I can come up with anything right now.
Yeah, that's...
I didn't have anything in mind when I was saying that.
Brain tickler right there.
Yeah.
Fuck. Shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not Candyland, I'll tell you that much.
You played some Candyland.
Yeah, I played some 1978 Candyland.
I have never played Candyland before.
Oh, it's easy. You draw a card.
Well, I'm not saying I don't know how to play or
that's how you
know.
Play.
I've never played it.
Yeah, it's fun. I played it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What about Snakes and Ladders?
Shoots and Ladders.
No, snakes.
Shoots.
I like the snake version. You know why?
Hmm.
It's more sinister.
No way. Poop shoots.
Well,
that's sinister.
It's not dangerous. It's just like, oh, I fell down a slide. Oh,
if it was snakes and poop shoots, now that would be a sinister game.
Yeah.
No, it was shoes and ladders here. I don't know. There was nothing snakes and ladders here.
You didn't have snakes and ladders?
No.
Oh, that's totally a thing. Like, that's what I grew up with, snakes and ladders.
No.
You slid down the snakes and it was kind of creepy.
No. Shoots.
All right.
Poop shoots.
All right.
Okay, all right, yeah, we got to think of one. We should think of one. One thing. What's better now than it was before? Go.
The new edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Is it?
I like it.
How new is it?
Played some Dungeons & Dragons recently.
Well, yeah.
Okay, like, I think in 2000, they put out, like, edition, like, version 3, like, third edition.
Yeah.
And it was, like, almost totally revamped for the new millennium, you see.
Okay.
And then a few years later, like after that, like maybe 2-3 years later after that, they did like, what are you doing over there? Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
You're building
intently.
Something. All right. You're trying to fix your preamp. They put out another edition, 3.5, which like was just kind of like fixing some of the shit that
there
they
was
didn't.
Bugs?
Yeah, exactly. There was bugs in a role-playing game, a
Damn.
Book. And they were like, oh, we got to fix this shit. Here you go. So they made everyone fucking buy the shit twice. I didn't, because
you couldn't just
I didn't.
Download a patch or something?
Yeah, well, they did have a thing that was like, yeah, you could download a thing,
firmware.
So like, you know, the differences, but mainly they just wanted you to buy another set of books, I guess. And everything was all like just different enough that like it wasn't compatible or whatever. But anyhow, the new version of it is good, and it's a lot easier to understand. And for people who like have never played any kind of role-playing game, like pen and paper role-playing game or D&D before, it's a lot easier to get into and to wrap your head around. Because they just kind of simplified a lot of stuff, and I don't know, it's good, more streamlined, quicker, and more fun. It's good.
Is there orcs in it?
Yes, but they're all CG. They're all CGI and bullshit.
Orcus, the
old orcs are way better.
No?
Orcus? The
Orcus,
prince?
Orcus Malorcus?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. What else is... is there, like, a kind of guitar that the new version is better than the old one somehow?
Yes! Yes! There's these new Tiscos that are, yeah, they're made out of real wood and shit. Those are pretty cool. I haven't played one, but, you know, I hear they're pretty cool. It's enough for me. New shit.
Because that's never the case, right? Old guitars are all almost... always better than new ones. Right?
Well, old guitars are better because they're old. I don't know.
Is that all? Like, I mean, I wouldn't know because I'm not a real. Like,
here's the thing. Here's a weird thing. Okay. Here's a weird thing for you. Okay, a lot of people, jerks, dicks, you know, and the like.
Yeah, they know them well.
Okay, I'm making up a date. This is probably wrong, but you say like, "Oh, I'm a fucking asshole, and I want to sound just like Jimi Hendrix," right? So they go out and they buy a 1969 Strat for thousands of dollars, right? Because, well, Jimi Hendrix played a 1969 Stratocaster, which, you know, is maybe
because,
not the date.
Because that was the brand new guitar at the time.
Exactly. If you want to sound like Jimi Hendrix, go buy a brand new Strat and a brand new amp and a fucking brand new wah-wah pedal and don't sound like Jimi Hendrix. But like, that's the sound that was making the sound. If you buy,
How much of that has to do with guitar, and how much has to do with, recording techniques?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
And amps and all that kind of stuff, right?
People are dumb.
Tube amps
dumb.
And whatever, and whatnots.
Tubal,
Tubal gum?
You know, I always used to say
tubal litigation.
Oh, do you
remember tubal gum?
Tubal gum, no. We
talked about tubal gum like 100 times on this show.
Yeah.
Remember tubal gum? It became in a toothpaste tube, and then my sister had it and got stung by a bee. That's the short story.
I remember that.
All my stories should be short. They're funnier.
They should all end with getting stung by a bee.
I've never been stung by a bee. Did you know that?
Really?
As long as I have lived, I've never been stung by a bee.
It's not cool.
There was one time I thought maybe I did, but then
you
I was
hoped?
Like, well, yeah, I was like, oh, maybe this is the one. I'm pretty sure if I'd been stung by a bee, I would know and not be like, maybe that's a bee sting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, hey, my thumb kind of hurts. Maybe I got stung by a bee. I've never been stung by a bee. I've also never been directly shat upon by a bird.
Huh. Yeah,
so I just know, like, that's all fucking saving up. One time in the summer, I'm going to go out, like, you know, a flock of birds are all going to shit on me, and then, like, a swarm of bees are going to sting me, and then I'm...
You're gonna get bird shit in a bee sting. That's gonna hurt.
Oh my god, poison.
What do you think I'm doing over here, Brian? What do you think all this noise is?
You're building pants.
I'm making a button, a pin, a badge.
You really? Like a little to put on your thing there?
Yeah.
What for?
I was thinking about slinging them.
What?
I was thinking about slinging them. I was thinking about putting some together and then begging for money for them.
Did they say Spy versus Pie on them?
Well, I was going to hand-draw them all, so no.
Well, fine.
Yeah.
So, shit.
You want to buy one?
Well.
They're a lot.
Handmade,
they
huh?
are not a good value. Too many rings. I don't know. Blue ring, gold ring, silver ring, flat side down.
I don't understand,
fakey
man.
To... Lefty 40.
Can you make me an oily one?
Yeah.
A scratch and sniff?
Yes.
Scratch and sniff buttons, man. That's. What do you think?
That's pretty good. I like it.
Maybe like a puffy one?
Yeah. Oh. Is it my turn?
Oh, I mean, whatever. You got nothing?
Uh-uh.
All right.
I didn't want to do this shit. I thought we broke up. This
I'm sorry.
Is lame.
This is the thing, is that like, I was all set, like, we, as everyone knows, we have a hard time... and finding time to do this shit, and they're not being as frequent as we'd like. So I did that little solo one, just kind of as a tide over to
solo.
Shut people up. Yeah, and then like time went on and elapsed further more, and then I thought, should I do another one, or is that bad?
Right.
So I thought two solo ones by the same guy in a row, people might start to think that maybe you weren't on the show anymore.
Maybe I'm
and
not.
It was, maybe he's a special guest today. What do you think, you guys? Maybe this is just the Brian F. show, and I wouldn't call it that.
They don't want me anyway, dude.
They do so.
They're all against my shit.
I don't think that's true.
Everybody thinks I'm lame. That's fine. That's
not everybody does.
That's fine.
Oh, no, Phil, not everybody.
I don't give a shit, dude.
So, yeah, hopefully we can fucking get our shit together and do this fairly regularly. So.
I don't know.
No?
I just don't think we should say that anymore. I mean, yeah, it's fine to think
about
it.
How about, like, you fuckers are all lucky that you even get anything at all.
Yeah, take that.
How about that?
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
What?
Should I fucking complain more about something? No.
You got shit to complain about? Are you mad about something?
I always got stuff to complain about.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be too negative for the show.
Why?
I don't know. Do we ever do anything that's not negative?
Yeah.
Isn't everything all like, you know what's fucking stupid? Nah, nah, nah. Do you know what's fucking dumb?
You know, really. And anytime we say gears.
Something good. Yeah. And then anytime we say something good, it's like, oh, I ate this thing.
Yeah.
Food and you got to what would you eat? You had Thanksgiving.
Me?
Did you have anything especially special for Thanksgiving?
Well, most of the shit is, I mean, delicious food was what my grandma usually makes, but, my uncle Greg
usually
made this, portobello mushroom rice stuff that was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, my wife made the best pie in the world. She made this apple pie. Fucking four kinds of apples, and the crust was
one
just,
of them caramel
oh,
apple?
So good. No.
Caramel?
I don't remember what kind
you
they
were. You just take caramel, though, right?
Honeycrisp and three other kinds. I don't know. But
honeycomb?
It's fucking so good. I polished
honeycomb
it off
pie?
Last night.
Nice. I wish I had a pie.
Last night, while I was drawing my comic and watching Stan Hooper and chatting with Joe Bergen, I drank two beers and ate two pieces of pie.
Nice.
It was a perfect
Stan Hooper.
Perfect
what the
weekend.
Hell is wrong with you?
It's great.
You ran a Norm show and
No, I was watching The Office and then I told Heather about it, and so I wanted to watch it with her.
U.S.
So.
Office?
Yeah, yeah.
It's my favorite show of all time.
So I didn't want to keep watching it. I wanted to watch some of it with her, so...
Yeah.
Something.
So you watched Stan Hooper?
Yeah, I didn't want to use up all The Office. I wanted to watch some of Stan Hooper with her, so... So,
How is it? I've never watched a full episode of that show.
It's fine. It's great.
You like it?
Yeah, it's got Fred Willard on it in every one. Norm Macdonald and Fred Willard on the same screen. That's
yeah.
Snide.
I don't know. any update on the Norm Macdonald comedy CD?
No, other than I just talked with Joe Bergen about it last night. And he said he heard a little bit of it and really liked it.
Oh, really?
It. Yeah.
Maybe I should see if I can download it.
Maybe.
Maybe I mean, go to the store and buy load it.
Brick and mortar.
No. I would go to the iTunes music store.
Oh, yeah?
No, I wouldn't, because I don't have an iPod anymore. I do have it, but did I talk about that shit? Yeah, I did.
What?
My iPod fucking shit it out, and I said, fuck you, iPod, and I went out and bought a Creative Zen MP3 player. It fucking plays fucking DivX movies on it. It's got radio and a voice recorder, which is actually not too bad, and shit like that, and it's totally awesome. It makes my commute to work, like, really fast when I can watch, like... You know, a TV show or something.
Yeah.
And I never really thought that I would care that much about having video in my pocket, but it's pretty fucking handy to have. I like it. But I didn't want to buy another iPod because my iPod just turned to shit, and I was like, well, now that we're at the time in the history of the world when iPod is not the only player in the game, like, when I got my iPod, there was not really any point to check out any of the other brands because they either weren't as good or were more expensive for what you got and all that. Mm-hmm. But now there's actually starting to be some real competition. So I thought I would check out some of the competition. And
you got it soon, didn't you?
No, I would maybe think about checking that out if they were out yet and available and stuff. But no, so I got the Creative Zen.
Zoom's not out in Canada?
And thing. I don't think so. Mm. Is that you have them there?
Yeah.
Maybe they're out here. I don't know. Mm. I haven't really been...
Clavin?
I don't. What?
Clavin? I haven't Clavin Klamner Haven.
Yeah. No, but I recommend the Creative Zen M thing, whatever it is. It's good.
Hmm.
Norm Macdonald, ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Fucking Ludacris was on Saturday Night Live last week or the week before or whatever, and they had what's the guy's name? Keenan.
Mike Keenan? Iron Mike Keenan?
No. Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Stacy Keenan. Oh, man, imagine if Stacy Keenan was on.
I don't know who that is.
Awesome. Hey, Norm Macdonald, ridiculous.daa. What's a DAA file?
Da. I don't know.
Digital audio asshole.
Yep.
I don't know. I'll fucking try and see what I can do with that. So, Ludacris was on and he said ridiculous?
Yeah, he was because his name is Chris whatever. Chris... something. Chris Gaines. And so then Keenan came out and said that he was his friend from back in some sort of day and that his name was Richard something, and that he went by Rickdiculous, and that Ludacris was robbing his shit, you know, swiping his deal.
Doing oh, really? It
mm-hmm.
But it was a comedy bit.
Yes, see, that's how they've been trying to work it. Hey, you seen any of that 30 Rock there? Huh? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm,
I have yeah, seen all of it.
Really?
Yeah.
We think. Huh?
I don't know.
You
I don't
like
know
it?
What to, I...
Yeah, you do.
I watched all 5 episodes that are out so far.
And you love
and,
it.
Well, I didn't hate it. I didn't want to turn it off. It kept me engaged enough to watch more of it. Like, I wanted to see more. But
like
I think
I
just keep expecting it to get better. And it
okay.
kind of isn't. I don't know. Like, how I don't...
What?
My buddy Steve loves it, and he laughs at it, and he told me to check it out. And I don't think... Yeah, I don't... Steve Wolford, yeah. Wolfhart. I haven't really laughed at the show. I've been amused by it at times, and I really want to like it, but it just kind of doesn't really do it for me right now. But my problem is that my favorite show, The Office...
Mm-hmm.
Both versions of The Office I'm a big fan of, but The U.S. Office, the one that's going on right now, It has a really high, ratio of joke to time, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's lots of yucks to be had, lots of funniness, and a lot of other shows are kind of like maybe 2-3 good jokes, you know what I mean, in the course of the show, and you're just to be satisfied with that. So I just find that The Office makes me
you're
laugh.
Spoiled by jokes?
Well, that's the thing, and I just kind of expect everything to live up to that standard, and when it doesn't, I'm disappointed, and that's
we should
my fault, really.
We should sweeten this up. We should pepper this with some more jokes, because it's
all right,
we're
I got
41
for
minutes. We got no fucking jokes.
Oh, yeah, I don't have any jokes.
That was one funny fucking thing. God, it's just been a modeling dirge of moping and groping. Charles groping.
America's Next Top Modeling.
Yeah.
That was a joke. What do you guys?
Yeah, hosted by Charles Gropin, huh? You fuckers. Good enough for you? God. See you in 2 weeks, dick face. What? You had a joke? Let's hear it.
No, I don't have a joke.
Is it a knock knock joke? Spencer told me a knock knock joke today.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, I'll be him.
Okay.
Knock knock.
What do you want?
No. You gotta play it straight.
All right.
Knock knock.
I'm doing a podcast with Brian. Fuck off.
All right, fine. Forget it. That's fine. You don't want to hear his fucking killer
That's
joke?
That's what Spencer said to you. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah, no worries. No, all right. Okay. Start again.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who is it that is there?
Skateboard.
Skateboard whom?
Skateboard jump.
What? Did he make that up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yep.
It's better than I obviously could do.
He also does the orange you glad I didn't say banana one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He drops the whole banana shit, though. I mean, it's just...
He just keeps...
No, he just never asks. He never says he's banana. It's just one joke. It's just knock, knock, who's there? Orange you glad I didn't say banana? I'm like,
well, that's actually very... That's very generous of him to not go through the whole...
It's kind of postmodern.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it a lot. You know what he likes?
Is orange that, you glad
Mario Paint.
Mario Paint is awesome.
Yeah.
I
was a lot better at the fly swatter game than I was in 1992.
Yeah, now that you know how to use a mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
You've had all that training.
I didn't find my mouse pad, though. The rigid gray plastic Nintendo mouse pad.
I still have all that shit. There's actually a place online where you can get your Mario Paint mouse made into a USB mouse.
That's just great.
I don't really know. It's kind of an all right mouse or whatever, but it's still a ball mouse. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I used to have to use a ball mouse at work. Fucking piss me off.
Heather's got a ball mouse at work, and everyone else has the optical ones, and I told her, break it. Just break
it.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what I'm thinking. Or else, I'm going to go steal someone's.
They'll replace it if you just break it.
But, seriously, if they knew how often I had to clean that thing out and how much productivity they were losing, they'd fucking buy me a new mouse.
Because
I have to clean
said?
That thing out, once every 2 weeks.
That's pretty good. I don't know if you know this, but you just said prod.
Prod?
Mm.
Productivity?
Yeah.
Productivity is what you
right.
say.
Right. Probe duct.
What? No.
Probe duct. That's the Latin
produce,
it comes
produce.
From.
Produce? I don't even know if that's a specifically Canadian-American thing to say or not. I just, people say it differently, I guess.
I'm not certain.
Produce? Produce?
What do you say for the food? Fresh fruits and such?
Produce.
I say produce.
Produce.
Mm-hmm. I say produce for the foods, but I say...
Produce.
I don't say reproduce.
Did you produce this? Did you produce that movie?
Right, exactly. In Begley. So you got any more? I don't know. You remember Koala Yummies?
Huh? What?
Do you remember Koala Yummies?
Koala Yummies? Are they little cookie cracker things?
Yep.
And they're like filled with Nutella?
Chocolate. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You know what? I had not had those until probably a year ago when somebody got some and gave me one.
I bet Grug's eating them right now.
Are they from the Australia land?
I think they're inspired by.
Hey, fucking, you know what I want to know? Here's another thing I want to know.
God damn it.
Fucking, why do fax machines still exist? Can you please tell me why we're still using them?
Airplane peanuts?
I don't fucking get it. Because, like, fucking, at work, I get, like, an ad spec thing. Build this ad, and someone's handwritten all this shit that I have to type in on a fax. And, like, if they would have just typed it out and emailed it, I could have copied and pasted it.
Yeah, it was.
You know? And all that. And
white pages
kind of
and the yellow pages. That's...
Yeah. No. but then, like, fucking people print shit out and fax it and copy it and all that, and it just gets all gray and shit, and it's just, like, wasting paper. And it's
there
not even
this
very
one time.
Good. It ties up a phone line, and people are kind of like, don't phone this line. It's a fax line. Like, fucking why do you have that?
Where's
what
the fucking cell fax? That's what I want to know. You know, remember the little Game Boy thermal printer?
Yeah. You can make little stickers come out of your phone or something?
Yeah.
That would fucking sell if they could do that. Make stickers
sell.
Come out.
Double pun. Man.
Oh.
Goodness.
Oh,
grievous.
Jesus, I didn't even realize I was saying it.
That's pretty good. One time I had to enter some shit in one time. This thing was at night, and I was making all these little magnets with sequential numbers, but not entirely sequential numbers, so I couldn't just program it like, all right, sequentialize. But like, it was like
you know
a fucking 26-page fax. And you know, full of, like, 50 numbers each or whatever, and I had fucking key them on.
And not to mention, like, why should anyone have to be, like, have to put up with anyone else's handwriting? You know what I mean?
Nah.
Like, fine, like, I'll put up with my own handwriting for a shopping list, and if I can't read it, then fucking,
what
you know, it's my fault.
Cutting out.
You know, whatever.
Starting to sound like IF.
But, why handwriting?
Why?
Like, no.
It's fucking up, dude.
I don't know. What?
You're fucking it up. It's fucking up. What are you doing?
Oh, shit. Accidentally closed the wrong thing.
Why'd you hang up on me?
Didn't mean to.
You were getting all pissed off about you ramping up. You were about to make your big point.
I don't think I was.
I think handwriting's going to fall by the wayside, and we're going to be fucked. Because here's what I think is going to happen. All right? This
was
always my dream,
okay.
My childhood youthful brain-isms.
Okay.
But we'll get so attached to technology, man. And then the shit's gonna, like Y2K is gonna hit, and it's gonna be, like, visionaries.
Knights of the Magical Light?
Yeah, because, like, visionaries took place...
Can I change into a bear?
...in the future, where there was no technology, except for, like, fucking big cars and shit, but, like, you know, like, they're big vehicles.
And
holograms on a stick, but, like, that's it.
Man, I can't wait till we have that shit.
There's no phones, there's no, what's the other technology? TV. No toasters.
That's it. All there is. No. Mm-hmm. No toasters.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we'll have toasters.
You think we'll go back to the old film and the fire kind?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm for it. I don't care.
Hot rock?
I you know, whatever. World can fucking go to shit and we can lose everything. That's fine by me.
But if the world goes to shit, Brian, we'll never talk to each other again.
Nah, man. Whatever. I'll walk to Minnesota or something.
Every
like
day.
They used to do in the old days.
For 10 minutes? Just stop by and, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, let's go
I'm
get
taking a
hamburger.
Comic for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, if the internet blew up.
Okay.
Right now.
Mm.
Alright?
Yeah.
I'll put some reverb on that.
Okay.
If it did, would you still do comics?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
I would probably actually do more. There wouldn't be as much pressure to, like, fucking put something up.
Huh.
You know what I mean?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think it does.
You'd do more with less pressure? Tell that to my bladder.
No, I just think that, I don't know. I don't know if I would do more or whatever, but I think the quality would be better or something.
Really?
If I didn't have anyone who, like, cared about seeing anything regularly, I would probably just be putting out more mini comics and stuff. And
even though you're almost 30.
Yeah. No, I would give up. And
all right, okay. That's what I wanted to hear. Oh, okay, fuck everything we've said. The show starts now.
Oh, shit. Dude, I just had deja vu. Have we done that before?
I think so.
No, because that was seriously like, yeah.
I just remembered what the hell
have we ever talked about comics and then said, dude, fucking, no. Have we ever done that?
Brian, no, okay, this is the important part. Right. This okay. is, okay, listen the whole up, show fuckers. Is leading up to this.
Listen up, bitches. Chicken update. Oh, okay, yeah.
Have you seen the Trailer Park Boys movie yet?
The brand new one?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because I didn't go see it.
Go see it.
I don't think it's out.
Bring your camcorder. It is out.
Well, no, I think it's come and gone.
Ah, damn it. All the hell. It's not. Why? It didn't come to America.
Oh, well, I heard it wasn't that good, actually.
Shut up.
It's true. It is what I heard.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sucks.
I'm totally still going to watch it at some point.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It might be on DVD now. I have no
it's
idea.
It's not.
No. Nah. It might be on the internet.
It's not.
Oh.
There's one cam of, and like, it's not full. It's like the guy got booted before the end.
Great. Who'd want to download half a movie? why bother putting it up?
All right, fine. Well, you're letting me down. I thought maybe you'd seen it. And you
could no, I haven't seen it.
Reenact it for me.
Nope. Sorry.
At least some of the, you know, Corey and Trevor parts.
Oh god.
Yeah. Right, fine. Well, then this is blown. That was a real fucking letdown.
Show starts now. For a minute.
Hey, everybody.
How do you like the new minute long show, everybody?
Minute with Stan Hooper.
You got anything you want to read on over the internet here?
All right, sure. Turn the blue and gold assembly face down on a flat surface. Put flat side of silver ring inside the blue ring. Then put the green ring on top of the silver ring. Place hand over hand while applying even pressure. Press down on the green ring until it snaps and the downward movement stops. This step may be easier from a standing position. Pick up the assembly and remove the green and silver rings. Leave the gold and blue rings together. That's step 3 of making a button.
All right.
Which, by the way, this button did not fucking work.
Shit.
I think this paper might be too thick that I was drawing on.
Give up.
Give up?
Yep.
All right.
It's my solution to everything.
Sounds good to me. All right, send your questions, comments, suicide notes to sababapaiba.com. And always check out Brian's comics at babasabahop.livejournal over there.
Go to tarpop.livejournal.com.
Yeah, you can. It's some old shit about some chick doing broad. Some whatnot. And, you know... Whatever, you know, we'll see you when we see you. It's all good.
Yeah, you got something for us? Let us know.
Yeah.
You want something from us? How about...
T.S. Eliot.
What?
T.S. Eliot.
I don't know what that means.
It means tough shit, Eliot.
Eliot. Yep.
All right.
So?
Well, this was a rousing success, Brian.
Well, I hope so.
I'm pushing the stop button now.
No, because...
Alright. Fuck it all. Yeah.
What?
Fuck it all?
I don't think I have time for that.
I think that's the new bipedus. Fuck it all.
Alright, everybody. Fuck it all.
Alright.